From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax, and don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, hello and welcome to Talking Flicks, another awesome episode. We're going to unpack a whole bunch of awesome stuff to do with movies today. I'm doing it with this man here, the legend, Mr. Lee. Hello.
Hello, Jay. How are you this week?
Very good. You're looking very fresh this week, Mr. Lee. I've got to say, have you done something? Like, have you been wearing product or you just look very...
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I have no product to put in. Oh, sorry. I have no hair for product in. So.
Are you like putting on like, I don't know. What are you doing? You're putting some kind of product on.
Cosmetics. I think it's just your eyes. Your eyes must have gel over them or something.
Well, you're glowing this week, Mr. Lee. Look at you go.
Thank you. I feel really good. It's Friday, so
yeah,
and the long weekend is upon us. So I'm feeling
Friday.
Great.
Feel good Friday at that as well. How's your week been?
Yeah, actually, really good. First week of school holidays has gone off really well. It's been a fun week with all the little darlings coming in, which is really good. And I have to say, a lot of movies and a lot of people, so which is really good.
Have you been keeping them busy, Mr. Lee? What have you been doing? You've been lots of popcorn being handed out, little sippy cups, all those things. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of popcorn. But, you know, the Chock Tops, I'm so surprised. And it was only just the other day, last Tuesday, I actually had this young kid. I'm surprised how many young kids like mint. And like our Chock Tops. Mint. And I'm surprised because when I was a kid, I did not like mint. And I think that's what shocks me. And this kid would have been probably three. And I just went, wow. And I actually said to the parents, I said, wow, mint. And they go, yeah, they love mint. And I went, wow. I'm blown away how many kids like it.
What is the most popular flavor, just out of curiosity? What's the go-to?
Vanilla.
Yeah. Plain vanilla. Yeah. Nothing better.
Yeah. And second is chocolate and then boysenberry.
Okay, there's the top three. So, yeah. Mr. Lee's making Chock Tops. That's what he does.
I am.
When he's on the podcast, he's making Chock Tops. He's out there. He's in his apron.
Yeah, and you could tell when with my little 4M6 apron on and blue gloves.
Okay, massive show. What a great way to start the show, talking about Chock Tops. It's great.
I know.
That's what this podcast is for.
I feel like one.
Yes, why aren't we having Chock Tops now, Mr. Lee? It's that time of day we need to have one of those. Let's rip in another massive show as always. I've got some big movies out this week. We're going to go around the well with our top five, see whether or not The Wild Robot has managed to stay at number one in Oz. Some big news out this week as well, and we'll take a look at what's happening around the screens. Also, what is on the way to the cinemas. So heaps coming up. Let's get it underway, Mr. Lee. The Joker, my best French pronunciation of that
so
one.
I'm so pleased you said that because all I'm going to say, it means madness of two. So it's the Joker, madness of two. Now, this one stars Joaquin Phoenix, who he has actually played the Joker once before a few years back and did an awesome job. Lady Gaga's in it, Brendan Gleeson. And I have to say, this is a crime drama thriller musical, which is such a great genre of movies, isn't it? Like all those all into one movie. It is incredible. So let's take a listen.
That day on the Murray show, when I saw you for once in my life, I didn't feel so alone anymore. And I wasn't the only one.
2 years ago, the name Arthur Fleck hit Gotham like a hurricane.
I'm nobody. I haven't done anything with my life like you have, but I have an idea. Let's get out of here.
They believe Arthur Fleck to be some kind of martyr. He's a monster.
The trial of the century.
If Arthur Fleck were to win, he could be free from any charges.
How about you, Arthur? Do you still think you're a star?
Tell us, what's changed, Arthur?
Well, I'll tell you what's changed. I'm not alone anymore. That's what we should be talking about.
I want to see the real you.
Look around. Look at all these people. I will no longer allow any of you to keep me down.
Let's give the people what they want.
And the people, Mr. Lee, want Lady Gaga back in the movie A Star Is Born, which I thought she was fantastic in with Bradley Cooper. And yeah, now seeing her in this kind of movie, a bit more action, a bit of a different role for her. But as you said before, with it turning into a bit more of a musical, which is not what you get typically with a Joker movie, I'm intrigued to see, how this one all unfolds.
Yeah, I agree, because as you said, a musical, drama, crime, and we know, Jokers and even Batmans and all that, we've not had anything like this. And that's why I think this is such a great experiment, I suppose you could say, to see. And when you've got someone like Lady Gaga, who has got an incredible voice, like she, I'm not sure if you've listened to some of her music recently, but, she is just such a powerful voice. And I think of all people to play this character, I think she is the perfect choice to play it. And as we've said in the podcast before too, in The Star Is Born, Bradley Cooper had to fight for her to be in that movie because, he could see the potential. And now she has just gone on, and she's a great character to play this. So
yeah, she's certainly proven herself. Brandon Gleeson also in this one as well. And the director, Todd Phillips, behind movies such as Road Trip, and also the producer of Joker.
Yeah, the first one. So he knows his stuff, and he knows how to actually make sure it's going to be true to the Joker. Have you ever thought about putting makeup on and making, the face of the Joker and all that, JT?
Have you done that recently? No. I mean, that would be a Saturday night special for you, so I understand that,
And because the reason why I was saying that is because you're always smiling, and it would enhance smile a little bit better.
That's true.
Well, you're saying my smile is crap, are you? What's going on? But you think about the effort that would go into that makeup though, because every time he would be going into a change of set, a new scene, we have to have the makeup done every day, and he'd be sitting in that chair for a fair bit in order to have that done. Yeah. So to hell with that.
Yeah, exactly. And as you said, every time he has a new scene or something, they would have to touch it up because it would, you'd only have to, wipe your face and wipe off. So
When you're perspiring while you're on, it'd be quite hot with the lighting and things like that. Oh, so
yes,
you'd have to constantly have touch up jobs done pretty much the whole day. So yeah, no, I don't know what it's like to wear that kind of makeup, Mr. Lee. Maybe you can fill us in before we finish this. Also out this week, I'm looking forward to this one. Ian McClellan in this one, The Critic.
Yeah, look, we had a very special screening of it last week in all our sites in Orange, Tamworth and Wagga, and they were very popular. Now, this is another crime thriller drama mystery, and it's all about a theatre critic. And he gets entangled in a lot of deceit and murder.
Is this one about you, Mr. Lee? Wow. Well, you're a critic, are you not? You love to give a good review.
I am a critic, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, only usually about you, but I'm a critic. Nothing else.
It does sound good. Let's have a listen.
I'm the chief drama critic of the Daily Chronicle.
Jimmy Erskine's never liked me.
Hold your breath, for here is theatrical sewage.
It's a disaster.
You should talk to him.
Over the last 10 years, you've compared me to livestock, creatures of the sea, and an extinct bird. It's going to stop.
Oh, are you retiring?
Tone it down. More beauty, less beast.
we can restore the Chronicle to its rightful place as the most read family newspaper in the country.
Watch your backs.
He won't come up to the old guard.
Beyond the paper!
Anyone who threatens the reputation of this newspaper is an undesirable.
You must practice your perversion behind closed doors.
You're a cheeky old queer, ain't you?
May I return the compliment?
Mr. Erskine, are you a homosexual?
1 month's notice.
What did you expect?
You must have something on him.
The man's a saint.
All men have secrets. I'll find his.
From your secret admirer.
Look, he's crying.
Viscount Brooke. Powerful, rich.
But catastrophically married.
I have something delicate to discuss.
Do me a little service.
I want you to please him.
And in return, you will gain my unyielding favor, all that's required to make you a star. Don't let me down.
Or what? You're so naughty.
You're a maniac with a death wish.
I'm the critic. I have power and influence. What on earth do you live with yourself?
Please, this is only the beginning.
Another superstar that brings this movie to life is Gemma Arterton, who, you know, she's been in some big movies. Hansel and Gretel was one I most remember her from. But, yeah, so working alongside Ian McKellen, it's a nice little combination there.
It certainly is. And the other one that I recognise is Mark Strong, who's been in a lot of movies. And as we know, he's been in some just recently with hair. He is bald like me. And, yeah, I'm going to make it. I'll just say it because I know you would have said it anyway.
Very good, Mr. Lee.
And he is. He's another. He plays different roles as well. He can go from a comedy to a drama to an action. And I think that's what makes a good actor, to be able to do those sort of things. But it sounds interesting to have that much power that you can make or break someone's career. That's, yeah. Is it a good thing to have that much power?
Well, I don't know. I want to go and watch the movie now to find out. I want to learn a bit more about your life in this film. Theatre critic. It's all about you.
That's so funny.
Well, The Joker and The Critic both out this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5. Also screening, Mr. Lee, are these movies?
Yeah, we've got The Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Deadpool and Wolverine, Despicable Me 4, Harold and the Purple Crayon, Inside Out 2, It Ends With Us, Runt, Speak No Evil, Never Let Go, Transformers 1, Thelma, A Horse Named Winx, and The Wild Robot are all playing for this second week of school holidays.
Let's do some top fives, Miss Lee. Now, who's going first this week? Oh, it's me now. We're going to a play. I'll give you a little clue. There you go. So, is that a sheep? It's our
sheep. Well done.
Could only be the place for fish and chips and six. Of course, is New Zealand. And
yes,
we only have a top four for New Zealand. I don't know. You could have put something in at five, you know. You could have just put anything you wanted in number five.
And you would never know, would you?
I would
you
be none know. The wiser. But, well, this is your five for New Zealand. The four. This is Inside Out 2 at four. Number three, Alien Romulus, which has been out for a while now for us. Number two, Deadpool and Wolverine. And number one is The Wild Robot.
Yeah, look how good is that. Now, heading over to the USA, number five is Speak No Evil. Number four is Devourer Part 1, which was the Bollywood movie. Number three is Transformers 1. Number two is Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, and number one for the US, The Wild Robot.
Okay, can The Wild Robot make it 3 from 3 again this week. I'm sure it can. Number 5 is Devara Part 1. Number 4, good to see Runt still sticking around. Number 3, yeah, Beetlejuice, happy. Beetlejuice. Number 2, Transformers 1. And number 1 for Australia, it's the Wild Robot. There you go.
Well deserved.
Was that a copy and paste from last week? Because I don't think it's changed. Did you not bother changing the figures this week? I think it's still the same. No. makes me wonder. Really makes me wonder sometimes. There you go. That is our
and
top
as I
five.
Said, I could make it up. You don't even know, so I could be making it
well,
up.
Well, I do but know no, when it doesn't change, Mr. Lee. I have to ask these questions. So, yeah, The Wild Robot, again, fantastic movie. And as you heard from Chloe, you can see why. So make sure you have a listen to that Talk and Flickster podcast from earlier this week. In movie news, Julia Roberts, amazing actress. What's happening with our JR?
Well, look, this is really good because, you know, if you think Julia Roberts, you think of Pretty Woman, Erin Brockovich, and there's so many more movies. She's actually just received an honorary tribute at the César Awards, which is the France's equivalent to the Oscars. And it's going to happen in February, but she will actually get this special award, which is so good because she so deserves this type of recognition for her years in the theatre, in the movie business, not theatre business, sorry, movie business. She's just brilliant. What's your favourite movie of Julia Roberts?
This is a bit out there, but it's one I remember growing up, Stepmum. I'm not sure if you remember that one. With Susan Sarandon, I think was in that one as well. Yeah, very sad, very sad. I do remember crying in that one. And I was only little at the time when that happened. But, yeah, I thought she was – and Erin Brockovich, as you mentioned, I remember watching that one at school. So she's been a big part of so many movies. What was your favourite? Which one did you really enjoy?
I have to say Pretty Woman and Erin Brockovich, but also My Best Friend's Wedding. She played that part really well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, The Wild Robot, as we said, look, this has gone on. It is. Not many movies – in a kids' movie can actually make number one. And it's so good that it has done it around the world. But it actually has had such a huge result in the US. It took $35 million in the US in opening weekend of when it was released, which is massive. So very, very, very happy about that. So, and as I said in the podcast with Chloe, you know, Talking Flickster, it actually got a 98% Rotten Tomato score, which is another major thing because a lot of people, you know, here we are talking about the critic and all that, they are critics. And if, you know, someone doesn't like a movie, they don't like it, they will give it a bad score, but everyone's loving The Wild Robot.
Yeah, and perfect for the school holidays too. So hearing so much about this movie, how great it is, make sure you go and check it out.
Something that I do want to bring up because during the week a very, very legendary actress passed away and I'm talking of Maggie Smith. Look, I have to say she was unbelievable because she was incredible. She has starred in so many movies. And I know, you know, when we talked about Maggie Smith, and if you ever said anything to anyone, they'll think of Harry Potter straight away.
Professor McGonagall.
I think of Sister Act.
Yep.
I think of Sister Act because she played Mother Superior. She has been in Romeo and Juliet. I forgot she was in Hook all those years ago with Robin Williams. She was in that. Quartet, All My Love, The Secret Garden. She has been in so many big movies that you just go, these sort of people are incredible. You know, British movies, as we know, and, you know, American movies as well, but British movies, these actresses are just incredible. I can't think of anything else I'd say than we're so lucky to have her still on film because we're going to appreciate these movies more now than ever.
Yeah, I think, you know, coming from someone, I think the first time I remember seeing her was Harry Potter, you know, kind of, you know, growing up in that era. And, yeah, I look at it now and go, every time you watch that movie now, it's just, you know, how sad knowing that she's no longer here. And you know, it's actually quite hard watching Harry Potter because I think majority of the characters, sadly, are no longer with us anymore.
Yeah.
You know, which is really sad. But she it was 89. She passed away at so, and she had had an incredible life and was in some amazing movies. And she'll be very sadly missed.
Absolutely, and we send all our love to her family because and we're very lucky, as I said, we've got her still on film, so we can enjoy her talented performances in everything that we've got. Now, moving on for around the screens, for Forum 6 in Wagga and Tamworth, we've got A Horse Named Winx coming up on October 17. We've had more people coming in asking when is it coming, which we are keeping it closer to Melbourne Cup Day, which I think will be a great thing. Now, this is the actual inspirational story of one of the best horses, which, next to Farlap. What can you say?
You're not working Cup Day, are you? You managed to get that off?
No, I actually have to work, unfortunately. I tried to get it off, but...
Yeah, we'll see.
How about you?
You're finding it sticky, won't you? <I'm> really... It's grand. I can't talk. I'm really sick. what pub are you going to?
bit bad when you're the boss and you can't throw a sickie like that. That's not good.
You can just send yourself a text message, okay? That'll get you covered. But
what happens if I deny it?
Well, you're not going to do that, are you, Miss Lee? Because that would be that would not be in your best interests.
Oh, too funny. Now, at the 80 and 5 on October 2025, they've got a Thai movie with English subtitles for their Orange Film Society, and it's called How to Make Millions Before Grandma Dies, which we did talk about last week, but it is all about a man who quits work and takes care of his dying grandmother. So she teaches him how to be rich.
Trying to get in the will. We all know what's going on here. We've seen this happen before, Mr. Lee. Right. He's not pulling the wool over our eyes on talking flicks. We've got you covered. Now, also opening up next week is Hellboy, The Crooked Man, a supernatural horror action type film. Jack Kessie, Jefferson White in this one. I mean, the storyline's based back in, the 50s?
Yeah, which with the original ones based back then.
I'm pretty sure.
This is like about the second or third one in the Hellboy series. So, I'm not sure either. I can't remember where they are. I'll do some research and I'll find out for next week when we dissect that one.
Yeah, well, that is opening up next week. Talk of Flickster, you can catch us on Wednesday midday to hear Zane, who will be talking about Joker, Folle Do.
Yeah, and I know he is a massive, massive Batman fan and Joker fan, and he is really looking forward to giving us a rundown on how the movie is.
We'll give him bonus points if he can do the whole thing in French. What do you reckon? He's going to nail it?
I think that's really good. That will actually please our French listeners. So
exactly, which we do have some random French towns there tuning into Talk Flicks. So one for you coming up next week. If you want to hop online, you want to book a movie, you want to get more info, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Thank you to the Forum 6 Cinemas, Wagga and Tamworth, and the Odeon 5 Cinema in Orange, Mr. Lee.
Yes, we do appreciate everything that they do for us. So we thank them many, many times over.
Well, that's it.
Now, hang on. Before we go very quickly, what are you up to on the weekend? I just want to ask you very quickly.
I'm working this weekend, on the roster. I'm doing some whale watching. Long weekend. I'm going on a whale watching cruise this weekend. So, taking the kids out to do some school holiday stuff. So, hopefully we see some whales. I went about 5 or 6 years ago and saw nothing. So hopefully,
I look forward to talking to you next week and we'll find out all about your whale watching experience. So thank you so much. It's been great to chat.
What's happening on your weekend, Mr. Lee?
I'm wrapping it up.
Hold on. No surprises this week, Mr. Lee. Now, come on, what are you doing? Come on, I've got the buttons here.
I'm not actually doing much this weekend. I'm actually going to visit. I'm actually visiting my brother, so I'm very excited because I haven't seen him for a few months. So
you're going to it'll parks be good or to catch up with you're him. Going to parks.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, road trip again. Yeah. Oh, you can listen to all the Talk and Flicks podcasts on the way too. So yeah,
I can, which I do, and my family just love it.
I bet they love
to catch up on the episodes they missed. So they thank me by the time they get to 5.5 hours of driving.
Should we just keep going to make the pain worse? What do you reckon? Have a great week. We'll catch you on Wednesday.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.